The Tyler is the last official who is invested with authority at the ceremony of installation, and the words which are addressed to him by the presiding officer may serve as a text upon which to hang a few remarks on the office, its history, and its functions. "Brother Tyler," says the installing master, "I commit the sword into your hands to enable you effectually to guard against the approach of cowens and eavesdroppers, by which we are reminded we ought to prevent the approach of every unworthy thought or deed, and to preserve a conscience void of offense towards God and towards man." Now the first question that is likely to suggest itself to the student of masonry is, what is the meaning of the somewhat strange title that is applied to the doorkeeper of a lodge? And he will find it rather difficult to get a convincing answer. Like many other things in masonry, the title appears to be Scottish in its origin, and most authorities are vague in their explanations. If we consult the pocket lexicon of Freemasonry compiled by Brother W. Morris, who boasts the 18th degree and describes himself as a past Inspector General of the Royal and Select Masters, we shall be told that a Tyler is an officer of the lodge whose duty it is to keep off all cowens and intruders from masonry, and to see the candidate for masonry comes properly prepared. It seems a poor achievement for a man who has climbed to the 18th degree to have acquired a stock of Masonic lore so slender as that indicated by such a definition. Any entered apprentice could probably tell us as much. If we turn to Lloyd's Encyclopedic Dictionary, we find that the main word is tile, which is defined as the door in Freemason and other lodges. And the compiler tells us that the etymology of the word is doubtful. The dictionary says that, used as a verb, the word in Freemasonry means to guard against the entry of the uninitiated by placing a tiler at the door, and that the phrase to tile a lodge means, figuratively, to keep secret what is said or done. All this does not carry us very far. The Reverend A.F.A. Woodford, author of Kenning's Masonic Cyclopedia, says that the word comes from tegulator, a Latin term for workman who lays tiles, and Albert Mackey, in his lexicon, says, "As in operative masonry, the tiler, when the edifice is erected, finishes and covers it with the roof, so in speculative masonry, when the lodge is duly organized, the tiler closes the door and covers the sacred precincts from all intrusion." I must confess that I have some difficulty in following the argument that the man who guards a door is connected with the man who covered a roof. To me, there seems no natural connection between them, and I think we must look elsewhere for the origin of the designation. In olden Scots, the word tile had a wider meaning than that of merely referring to the roofing of a house. To tile a thing was to cover or hide or keep it secret, and in this sense, without any reference whatever to the covering of a roof, it quite appropriately applies to the intention of Freemasons to guard their mysteries from the uninitiated. If this be correct, the Masons would find that the most direct way to secure secrecy was by keeping the lodge lockfast, and in process of time, the man whose special duty it was to attend to the door, the man who tiled it, would come to be known as the Tiler. But there are two other possible explanations, both of which I submit with all deference, and rather as contributions to the discussion than as final pronouncements. One is that the word may be derived from the calling of the man who filled the position, and the other is that it may have originated from one of the important duties which he discharged. To begin with, we must bear in mind that the office is the humblest in the lodge, and was invariably assigned to a poor brother who was recognized as in need of the salary attached to it. Now, in many of the old operative lodges, tilers were associated with masons because theirs was an allied trade. But I presume the tilers would always be few in number, and probably were very poorly paid. My theory is that the masons, none of whom may have been anxious to become the servant of the others, may have bestowed the salaried office upon one of the tilers, partly because he followed a different occupation, and partly because he needed the remuneration which went with it. If this theory should happen to be the correct one, the origin of the word tiler instantly appears. My other explanation is connected with the proverbial phrase, "It takes 9 tailors to make a man." If we translate that into Scots, it becomes 9 tilers to make a man, and it is worthwhile looking into the origin of the saying. It is believed to have nothing to do with the night of the needle, but to refer to the tolling of a bell in the case of death.